Hey, what's up, man? That was a sick line you had back there.
Whoa, Chad Muska? I'm a huge fan.
Have you seen any of those like horribly deceptive ads for gambling websites, like that have been out recently?
No, I haven't.
So like there's FanDuel and DraftKings are the two major ones, okay. And the advertisements are like, I put $5 in and now I got a shit zillion dollars.
And, sure.
And
hey, you never know.
But it's all.
good.
That was good. Good. Yeah, it was good. But there was. Like, all the ads are like, fucking, what are you doing, retard? Why aren't you putting your stupid money in, you dumb idiot fuckface?
This dumb son of a bitch is making mad dollars on DraftKings.
And you're just sitting there masturbating. I'm fucking, but it's always like...
At least I'm getting some kind of pleasure out of life.
One of the guys actually says, like, there's nothing special about me. The difference is I played, they didn't. And that's and that's his testimonial, and he made 30 grand.
Did he?
I mean, yeah, that would be really deceptive. That'd be criminal. Which, I mean, I think a lot of these things are criminal because the government's coming down on them.
Yeah.
Because they are off the grid enough. Well, rule number one of setting up a gambling website is be off the grid, even though you're on the internet.
Yeah.
Declan, right now, if you had to start selling drugs, what methods, what is your process?
Ooh. Okay, first of all, I would have to start making music about it.
Okay, track.
Putting it on YouTube.
Okay.
Just sort of like, I would make my voice real low like this.
I sell drugs.
And I would make music where, you know, I talk about how I sell the best cocaine. And then business is booming. Then all you gotta do is make like a front end, real estate company. Then you are a viper.
See, here's the thing about owning a real estate company. In the model home's basement, you could set up a marijuana tree plant. You can just start.
But it's not a literal real estate company. You're not selling houses.
I know.
There's not an actual house.
But you have a model home in case the government comes to catch you.
Oh, okay. So you're like, fake ass house.
Welcome to my model home. Don't go in the basement. Wink.
There's not any crack in there.
This is a totally legitimate business. I don't know what you're talking about.
You guys want to buy some crack? Not from the business though. Just from me.
Yeah, man to man crack transactions.
The best on the streets.
Yeah,
speaking of
the best on the streets, we're a little trio known as the Three Weebos.
That's right.
I'm Ethan. That one, say your name.
Declan.
That one's Declan.
And you. I'm Stephen.
That's Stephen, and we together are the Holy Trinity.
Yes, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, God blessed be thy name. We watched a show.
What did we watch?
We watched a show. It's called Caricano.
Yay.
His and Her Circumstances. What's the full weeb title, nip title?
Kara Shikanojo no Jijo.
Yeah.
Or his or her his and her circumstances. Or Kara Kano.
This is Gynax.
Yep.
This is that Hideaki Anno joint.
Yep.
For a bit of it.
1998.
So what did this just follow then?
Evangelion. End of Evangelion.
So this is this is a show right after Evangelion then. Well, I know End of Evangelion was 97. But that
you can tell they learned a lot of lessons because it's much better.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Sick burns. Give me the air horn. Give me the air horn.
I have it somewhere. I'm going to guess, okay? I'm not going to look at the soundboard. I'm not going to alt tab. I'm just going to...
Yes!
Yeah!
High fives. High fives.
Boom!
Nice air horn.
All right.
Okay, all right. You don't need to high five me for his air horn.
Okay. I'm just sorry. I get a bit hyped.
Though.
Every time I hear an air horn, I just get really psyched.
Yeah, soundboard is back. Pretty excited.
Back in action.
There we go.
So,
Ethan, say something really dramatic.
We are the Walking Dead.
Yeah! I got it. I got the thing.
It's
never been done before. It's never been used for comedic effects.
In a suburb somewhere in Japan, men will become boyfriends.
Yeah.
I don't think that was what you were looking for.
So,
no, it totally was.
This is okay.
I guess I should have used the I should have used Solid Snakes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not. Not even remotely the same.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine.
So this is...
Yeah, showed you.
This is a romantic comedy drama.
Absolutely.
From Gynax / JC Staff.
but Gainax has a slightly larger font in the credits.
Wait. This is rom-com drama.
JC Slash, what is that?
JC Slash. JC Slash on the ones and twos!
JC Staff went through this, you know, really, really attitude sort of 1990s phase where they became JC Slash and they wore a cast and an eye patch everywhere and they told everyone that they were the son of the Black Lord and it was like, why are you even doing JC Staff? They changed back to JC Staff.
What is JC Staff?
It's another studio like Gainax.
Okay, what else did they do?
Everything.
I've never heard of them.
JC Staff is the Nicolas Cage of
they're a sloppy.
They'll do whatever the fuck you want, man.
Got the money,
you name a show that isn't that you name a show. JC Staff probably did it.
They are the sloppy party bottom. They will accept any load.
They've been doing better. Okay, they've been doing better lately in the last couple of years. They've become less of a joke.
So
they've adapted not extremely generic things.
As we mentioned,
it was Terradora though. That was great.
Hideaki Anno was
Anno,
involved,
yes.
Very briefly.
The Anno.
And by very briefly, I mean to like episode 18?
19.
19?
I mean, 18, yeah.
Are we talking about this? This show?
Yes.
Hideaki Anno.
He stopped being involved?
Yes.
No, well, no. He stopped directing. We'll get to that.
Okay.
Okay.
And this is a...
For the time being, let's just pretend the show was directed by Hideaki Anno, directly after Evangelion.
So
everything is fine.
He brought some of his cronies along, including Shiro Sugiyasu.
Yep,
one of the greatest composers in history.
But instead of like letting him make music, he just chained him up in a basement with a piano and said, "This is the only thing you're allowed to use."
And then you can use your old music too, I guess. I don't know.
We
don't want to pay for an orchestra this time.
No.
And so there is a protagonist.
Well, should we?
I kind of prepared for something.
Oh my gosh.
Oh shit, that's right. Oh god.
Oh, I've been looking forward to
it. We're going to get a quick summary from our friend Stefan over here.
Yo, Stefan.
Do our intro.
Okay, I'm going to give you a countdown, okay? Just tell us everything.
We need the intro song.
Oh, you need the actual...
Yes, I need the intro song.
Okay.
I love it.
Geese love roosters, geese love ganders, everyone else loves...
Steven trying to explain anime.
It's been so long. Go, play the fucking song.
Okay, and go.
Steven, tell me about Kare Kano.
Recap. So the story starts out with our friend...
Okay. Wow, okay. It's okay. I used the wrong song anyways.
Okay. This is going to be great. It's going to be so great when we do it right.
Steven was really excited for this. He's like, I need you to do this for me, Declan.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh my god.
Steven.
Well, great.
Recap!
Alright, so the story starts out with our friend, Miyazawa, a freshman in high school. She is known for her beauty, kindness, and academic success. Go, Miyazawa! But this is...
Hold on, cut. Did you write that?
Oh, dear Lord.
I have it highlighted, too.
You wrote Go Miyazawa?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, that was...
Continue.
Congratulations, my sphincter is just right up...
Continue.
I can't just start it from the middle. I need...
Just start it again.
Okay, hold. I that means I have to use a different music.
Oh, God, I didn't realize we're going to be so loud. I apologize to everybody listening to this, and every two people listening to this. Okay,
here we
go.
Okay. Go, Miyazawa. But this is not the real her. This is only a mask she puts on to get praise from all of her peers. How selfish! But soon, competition will come in the form of Arima, the nice, handsome, smart...
Arima.
Whatever. The nice, handsome, smart boy in her class. Oh no! This competition leads to her accidentally letting her guard down and revealing her true, goofy, weird self to him. He uses this as blackmail against her until their inner feelings get the best of both of them, and they become friends. Through many more emotional, tear-jerking scenes, they become boyfriend and girlfriend. How cute. Now, Miyazawa comes from a normal middle-class family full of fun, lovable characters, but her only inner struggle is the same in acting like someone else to her peers in school.
Oh my god, how long does this go on?
It's almost done.
Dude, it's a
page. On the other hand, comes from a rich family whose guardians are actually his aunt and uncle. He was born from parents who were the shame of the family, so from an early age he was always looked down upon. His whole life, he tries to work hard to change their outlook on him, but this is his biggest inner struggle. Together, Miyazawa and Rima face their troubles together and try to be more open with the real versions of themselves. Can they do it? Over the course of the show, we see many friendships and new characters, and we see their lives and struggles too. But with the great friendships, everyone works through things together, and such is the greatest high school anime ever written.
Well, that was That was, I don't know if any of that was, I don't know if you could hear any of that because it's all just, there's 800 sound effects going on. I'm just. Steven's.
Thank you. I got a little window sound every time I play that. I needed that. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Steven.
Thanks, buddy. For that.
All right.
So for the actual fucking recap, though.
You want to actually explain the show now?
Okay.
I wanted to do that so bad.
I don't think anybody's going to comprehend anything you just said, because the Lord knows I did not.
It's for me, not anyone else.
Okay. So this is a show. It's a romantic comedy drama about there's a girl who pretends to be a super perfect student, but she's actually not. She's kind of a real douchebag. And then the homeboy from her class, who is her rival in a way, finds out. And then it turns out he's also pretending to be somebody he's not.
Yep.
And then they fall in love, and then I think they have sex at one point.
We will get to that.
Oh, yes, we will.
Oh, dear. Okay, so yeah, MC is Yukino Miyazawa. And she starts out as almost literally an attention whore, I wrote down, because it seems like she's actually getting off on the admiration of others.
I think she says at one point that it brings her the greatest pleasure is to fucking.
Yeah.
So, yeah, some kind of like, not sadist, but like.
She's just selfish.
She's vain. Yeah, the queen of vanity, she calls herself.
Yes.
So basically, typical girl.
Yep.
Arima is the rival school idol guy, and he looks like Shinji, but cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he starts out as a manipulative, blackmailing, sadistic asshole because it's a shoujo. It shows a shoujo.
I wrote abuse because it's a shoujo.
Because it's a shoujo. And that's what girls are into secretly.
There's, by the way, also, power lines. You get a lot of power lines in this show. Just shots of power. Because Hideaki Anno loves that shit.
Of course.
I don't care about you.
Just power lines.
Or something like that.
Yeah. In faucets. So many goddamn faucets.
Yep. So symbolic.
Imagery for something.
But yeah, and they have friends. There's a Saba who's a cool guy.
He's a fucking straight pimp.
But he starts out as like a pretty boy dick who wants to use Arima to form some kind of harem.
What do you mean starts out as? He was
no, but he starts out as like an actual unlikable dick, and then he becomes like sort of
a bro character.
Yeah, he becomes pretty boy bro guy who just likes to goof around.
He hangs out with Miyazawa's sisters, and that's cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
And then there's this fucking cunt, Tsubasa.
Should we just go through this episode by episode?
Tsubasa doesn't come until much later.
There's so much content. Because have we ever done anything this long? This is our first 22 core show, no?
Black Lagoon.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. That's more than this season. But
yes.
Yeah. Episode to episode. Yeah, let's go.
Because right off the bat, episode one, my very first note for this entire show is, this is Anno as fuck.
Yes.
It's like obnoxious. Mm-hmm. Like the unfitting classical music, the quick flashing text on the screen, the first chapter, the first part of the show is called Act 1.0. Yep. Like, give me a fucking break. Go fuck yourself, Anno.
Jesus.
There's quick shots of frames, like zooming in and out, and there's also some grimy ass shots of Japan.
Yep. That I think are just actually like photoshops, like of rather. There are some
just, just traced, you know? I said like I wouldn't be surprised if some of them are reused from Ava because it looks exactly the
there
same.
There are poses that I think are just, they drew over Ava poses. Like they're inescapably Gainax production. Yeah. It is.
Also, did you guys notice in that first episode what the fuck was up with that shaky ass camera?
I was also wondering about that.
Oh, it's only for the first episode. I want to say. It's just things are shaking. It's very weird. Also, it's another Gainax show because they make constant references to themselves, but also references to things they will do because they do the Fooly Cooly manga thing in the first episode.
Right, yep.
And guess who's credited for that? It's Imaishi.
Yep.
Young Imaishi.
There's lots of still drawings, like just like frames that
I don't think there's much of a budget with this.
I mean, who knows, but
it starts out looking great.
Absolutely. They pan over like frames a lot. And a lot of those are really well drawn and beautiful.
It is the 90s, but yeah.
This show is like, this is, rather than hyper literal, it's mainly, like a lot of the things that you cut to are just for effect. Like it's not all of it strictly adheres to the continuity of the show. Again, like cutting the power lines for no reason.
Right. At one point I thought to myself, like this has just as many shots of just background as like Akinohana.
Probably, yeah.
Of just, like, nothing happening. Just slow.
But it also goes the other direction, where everything's just hyper, like, crazy and energetic and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took note of all the shoujo tropes I found. I spotted. It was like, Where's Waldo with schlock.
Oh, man.
The first one was a main girl with dual personalities. That's in every shoujo ever. Mm-hmm. And this always weirds me out because people in real life don't have set personality archetypes and no one would really care if they found out that someone in their school acts differently at home than they do in the school.
I would never be pissed off if someone was acting, like pretending to be a really nice, good person.
she's really nice to everyone in school. It's like, I can't let them find out that I'm casual around my family.
I know.
Fucking Japan. What does that even mean?
Dishonored.
She's so ashamed that she's a good person.
I don't.
Poor girl.
She's not actually. I mean, but she's really smart. Like that part's true. But she doesn't actually really want to study. Like, fucking, what does that even matter?
I don't know.
She just makes herself do it so that she could be smart or something.
She just studies so that she's intelligent.
Look at this bitch. No, she's working hard so she can get praise. What a terrible thing to do.
It's not really real.
But her, I guess the problem is that her entire personality is built around acquiring praise in whatever form it may come.
Again,
and so she
girl.
Seems, hose. Yeah, she probably just hose, feels
yo. Another more shoujo tropes. Guy who is better than her, always.
Yep.
And the guy finds out the secret.
That's
and so,
a real life trope.
Sure. But then the guy finds out the secret, and then they have to enter into some sort of contract / master-slave relationship so that everyone else won't find out, and the guy's in control. I've seen this in at least three shoujos, I swear to God.
This might be my first actual shoujo.
Probably.
You didn't watch, this is probably your first. It's a good one to start out with, I'd say.
I didn't even think about it.
Full shoujo. It's not fucking Aoharu Ride or anything.
No. No.
But it's getting there. I'm sure the manga's much more shoujo-y.
And
I had to put it through this manly Gainax filter.
Something I like about this show is, when they find out that homegirl is actually not a super perfect student.
Yeah.
She's actually a bit of a cunt. All of the girls in her class decide to bully her.
Oh my god.
But in a way that's not like, it's not like they fuck up her shit.
Girls are terrible.
Instead, they like very
they ignore
passive aggressively do it. Like they ignore her
but they,
and stuff.
They literally stop talking
to her.
They
just give her the cold shoulder.
But it's like, it seems pretty real to me.
But it's based on the premise that people would care if she acted differently at school, which is not true, so it's not realistic.
Well, there's a power struggle going on. What happened was
high school.
What happened is like Power one struggle. Girl who's like just kind
you
of
never
Maho.
Rode the school.
Yes, Maho.
Maho.
Magic.
Maho was just
Damn.
Like, hey everyone, she's been faking this entire time just for our attention. Oh. I can see right through her mask. What if we stop giving her attention? Let's see if she'll still act the same.
Mm.
And so then they do. They just stop giving her attention. And she's still acting like a fine person. She just is slightly irritated that everyone is ignoring her, just like anyone would be. So,
what's the conflict in this show again?
Guy next needs money as the conflict.
Evangelion.
Back to the bullying, when the girls all find out that they were misled or something. They have this huge conversation where they like put all the pieces together and it becomes this weird. It sounds like a fucking episode of Law and Order or something.
Yeah.
I have that scene because it sounds like a Metal Gear cutscene or some shit where they're
think
just.
About it. Maho said she was a liar.
Do you watch this dub?
Had stopped faking because she had caught some great guys. But here's what I think.
Oh.
Why would someone that sneaky make such a stupid mistake?
Now that you mention it, you might be right.
Oh, fuck.
This Miyazawa must be pretty smart. After all, she fooled all of us with her act.
And to think someone like that would make mistakes because of a guy.
Right, it sounds a little strange.
I remember
Come to
scene.
Think of
yeah.
it, didn't she admit during the fight yesterday that she'd only been acting modest all this time?
You mean Miss Miyazawa was showing her true colors on purpose?
Uh-huh.
How could she be so popular with the guys?
Nani?
Why did Maho lie to us about that?
I get it.
This is like Persona. This is like Persona.
Yep. This was following an amazing scene, though.
The best way to hurt her was to use our envy of her relationship with Arima and Asaba to shut Miss Miyazawa out of the club.
This is like Scooby-Doo.
This
is like Scooby-Doo.
Oh my god. Well, no, that was following a really good scene when
What's the great scene, Steven? No, tell me the scene, Steven. Because I don't remember.
What's your name?
Oh, I guess we don't know. We're never going to know. Miyazawa?
Miyazawa.
Damn, son.
This is when Miyazawa had that really awesome fight with...
Mao.
I fucking love that
awesome.
Scene. It was basically just... like elitism versus elitism, and it was really good.
Yeah, it's
great. Followed by a really great slap. I love a good slap in anime.
Symbolic slap.
And yet, I somehow didn't like Oremo season 2.
That was a punch. That was not a slap.
That season had just been entirely people slapping each other, it would have been a lot better.
Full closed fist.
But we've jumped so far ahead.
Get back on track.
Okay. Some notes on episode 2. More shoujo tropes. The main guy is a dick. He really starts out as a dick.
But he's really not?
No, he's a huge dick. He starts out as
But then he's not a dick.
Afterwards, no, but he starts out as a huge old dick.
Redeemed he's, like, he's like a beauty. He actually makes her do his homework.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like bullying stuff.
Because shoujo.
Yeah, which I'm into. You're just a bunch of nerds over there, Steven.
Also,
maybe
we're
this
recording.
Wasn't, that's maybe a, such this a great wasn't song. The best idea.
So everybody, Karakara is a great show.
Steven, fuck.
I didn't think this one.
Quick note about the OST. Did you notice that one of the songs is a Spanish Flea ripoff?
Yes. Oh, yeah. This.
If you're not familiar with the greatest song ever made.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of ripoffs like this. I think we mentioned
mentioned
this exact same thing in our Abenobashi episode.
No, Steve, exactly. You can't keep putting these things under us.
Why not?
Because we're talking over him and his voices and it just gets confusing.
I wanted to show you that it's a ripoff of the Spanish Flea.
We talked about this same exact thing with
Abenobashi. Yeah.
How there are so many songs that are just, like, there's a ripoff of
The Star Wars theme,
the Superman theme.
Yeah, this was back in the 90s when people
Japan
didn't care anymore. They still didn't care.
But if we are talking about the OST, I really like it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the songs are from other Gainax properties, mainly Evangelion.
There's one.
I don't remember any Evangelion songs.
There are Evangelion tracks in that
one track where every
there are.
It played in almost every single episode, but every time I heard it, I was like, oh shit! And that was that cello.
Yeah, this is way better than my sound effects, Ethan. Yeah, let's just.
No, I like this.
Yeah, okay.
No, but
yeah,
you know that song though. The
no. Yeah.
Yeah, no, God forbid I fucking play the actual music underneath
But it's the voices underneath us. It gets confusing. So.
Well, that's why you should have shut the fuck up.
Good thing we're speaking English and they're not.
So, music's good. Keep going. Keep going. There's so much of the show.
And then, so the show's great, and then you quickly run into.
Drama Town.
We still haven't made a word for when Japanese people try to convey their emotions and it just does not reach.
I believe that is called Asperger's.
I was gonna say autism.
No, because episode 3 is full of all of this fucking monologuing of like, what if I'm not really me? What if I only act the way I do because I want to? What if the real me is terrible because my parents were terrible?
How about stupid fucking bullshit? We call it schlockalog? Because it's dialogue that's schlock.
But it's not. I feel like it means something to them. maybe they understand it.
Bad translation.
Maybe. I don't know.
Lost in translation.
I don't know.
I liked it. I thought it was compelling.
And Arima's real self isn't that much different from his fake self. I couldn't tell the difference.
It didn't really start coming out to like the real end.
True end.
Yeah.
Did you guys find the true end?
You have to watch the first episode backwards.
Shit.
Yeah, and then you have to... To get Mew, you have to fucking...
This isn't a thing, is it?
No.
What? Steven?
Steven, please. We're goofing on you.
Oh, I was gonna... I was gonna lead him along. What the fuck are you doing?
you have led me along so many shitty things.
Yeah, it's really fun. Ethan, why are you grabbing my hand?
There was static.
What the fuck are you... Ah! No.
I have something to tell you.
Yeah?
I haven't been me this entire time.
Oh, no.
I'm only pretending to be a huge asshole.
Oh, no.
It was a goof.
I love you even more.
I'm actually somewhat upset, accepting of other people's tastes.
Nope.
Nah.
I would never be.
What? Yeah,
you're not. Hold on, we're getting popping.
You're not a fag. Oh. Get your phone off the table.
Yeah, it's always the phone, bro.
Hit me with the next chronological thing.
There's a weird joke where they play an actual licensed song because she's alone with them in the school building.
Yeah.
And they play Pink Lady SOS, which is a real song. And the first Google result is Pink Lady SOS super basic version.
basic pitches, and
that was weird. That's a weird thing to put in this show. And episode 6 is when the production values really started getting inconsistent. And it's like, oh no, Gainax is creeping up. We're a quarter into the show. and the long soliloquies about their past set to slide
shows. Wow, are there ever
really,
lots of those?
Really start bugging me. Oh, dear God, Anno, fuck.
Don't forget... Like,
I thought you got this all out of your system.
Don't forget it for like the first like 8 episodes or something. They all start with a recap.
No, episode 7 starts off letting you know that the recap will not be animated. And I can't for the life of me tell if that's a joke. They're just like, due to unforeseen circumstances, the recap's not going to be...
this a joke? I don't understand.
They don't let you... There's no reason to believe it's a joke, but what the fuck?
I know.
I don't know, man. It's...
That was really good, though.
Miyazawa's parents, aren't they like 30?
Yeah, yes.
Isn't she
They got
15?
Married right out of high school.
They're very early to mid-30s.
I think her dad is 30.
Impossible.
I swear they say her dad is 30.
I think they graduated together is the thing.
Yes, they didn't graduate. All right, wait.
He's 3 years older than
his
mom.
He's 2 years older than the
two,
mom.
Two, right, yeah.
2 years, and he waited for her to graduate high school, then they got married and almost instantly had a kid.
Okay, so they graduated high school, so it's cool. I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. I was saying that he thought it was cool to rob the cradle like that.
Absolutely. That's why his father-in-law doesn't like him.
Yeah. That was a really good scene. That was a really good scene when you meet the father-in-law. Keep going. Drag us through this.
Oh, God. You guys really want to get this over with, don't you?
No, I think this is good.
I wanted to discuss whether or not this show is good. That's what I want to get to.
Okay, well...
I can tell you what I
think. Episode 8, just to remind you, the first half was fun romance. Second half, boring flashback with long explanations about things you don't care about.
All right.
Okay. Episode 9, this Maho bitch shows up.
Fucking cunt.
And then she convinces them that Miyazawa...
Steven, stop eating fucking nerds, dude! They're right here! The thirst is real! Give me those!
I was eating Reese's Pieces last episode, and you could not hear me, so I don't know. It might be okay.
Steven chose the noisiest candy.
It might fall below the threshold. It's okay.
I can guarantee you it does not.
Well, they're pretty quiet.
Not the munching, the grabbing part.
Whatever.
Heaven forbid we're actually humans.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a shit right in the middle of this podcast. I'm a human, goddammit.
Guys, I'm gonna dump Rooney right in this fucking table.
For the listener, right now we're just on a cheap ass like metal table in our friend's garage, and it's like we have candy.
I need nerds.
Yeah. We are the nerds.
You've made it through like 14 episodes of this show without nerds. I don't know why you started.
It's really
eating.
We always do have candy.
No, not when we're recording. No, we have bevs. That's it.
Usually alcohol.
We're pulling back the curtain here. The magic is gone.
The magic is
gone. They don't know that we're not actually in a dope recording studio dropping mad beats. Instead, we're just in my garage.
It's a cool ass garage, though.
It's all right.
You got some nice cars now.
I mean, it is my recording studio.
Maho convinces all the girls that Miyazawa only put on an act to get friendly with Arima and Asaba. And that makes a difference for some reason.
Wait, repeat what you just said.
That makes them. She says that the only reason Miyazawa put on a farce is to get with these two dudes.
Isn't that what girls do?
And then the girls are all like, what? I'm angry now.
That was my plan.
I was
going to make them love me and then break their hearts.
And then episode 10, the girls getting to the bottom of Maho's plan. Sounds like a Metal Gear cutscene. I already said that. And then there's a bunch of bad effects using that new digital technology that Gynax is messing
fucking
with.
They're hip to it.
This show has a bunch of like pseudo digital, like weird zooms and pans that are not natural.
There's a lot of, they take frames and then stretch them and then you get huge pixelation problems. Ooh, and it looks booty. It looks like butt. Weird.
And then in episode 11, the animation all comes back, but it's too hard to see because it all occurs in half second bursts, and then you can't fucking see shit anymore. And then it's and also Totoro's in this episode.
Oh, I noticed that. Yeah,
so it's just they brought it up. He hangs out with fucking. Miyazaki. Yeah. They're boys. They're bros.
I assumed I would remember what I meant by this, but I just wrote down, Anno, you cheeseball. I don't remember what that was about.
I don't know why you wrote cheeseball.
Yeah, me neither.
That's beyond me.
He has Totoro. He hangs out with Miyazaki. So they have a...
yeah. Oh, okay. I thought... Never mind.
I'm not wrong.
No, you were wrong that time. I thought you were trying to say Miyazawa.
No.
Keep going. We can do this.
Jesus.
This is the good one.
There's this great explanation of these two girls' one-sided friendship, and it really reminded me of Steven and David when they were kids. because one of them just used the other one for shit and
And the other one's just happy to be friends.
Yeah, yeah, they're just like, yay! And it's basically a slave.
That's essentially...
Just give us one You and David story, because people haven't heard these yet.
Oh my god, for spite. It's gotta be for spite. Give them for spite. It's quick and easy.
For spite,
there's
okay.
titles to these now.
Oh, yes, there are titles to these stories. Alright, so, back in high school, bought our own lunch.
You were best friends with our friend David, who at the time was actually evil.
Yes, he's just the most
evil friend. He's a very nice guy
and
now.
You were just
he's
an innocent...
He's super nice now. Like a lot.
Yeah,
you were just
never
an innocent little boy.
No, we've been friends our entire lives. Anyway, so... I never had any money, and I was really hungry one day, and was like, David, just because he always...
You gotta suck this cock clean.
Bitch, you gotta suck the balls! You gotta suck the balls!
No, you can't.
We gotta get that.
Let's put it up on YouTube.
Right, I really want... Yeah, right,
I'm just gonna do it.
All right, so anyway. So I was like, David, just buy me an ice cream sandwich at the snack bar, please. Like, I'll pay you back. Just buy... And so, like, he's like, okay, fine, I will. So... I go up with him to the snack bar.
Yeah.
And, like, he hears me say, like, David, just, like, if you buy me an ice cream sandwich, like, that's the greatest thing ever. And so, you know, he sees this, and the lunch lady there at the register hears this too. So David gets an ice cream sandwich. She's like, oh, are you buying that for him? He's like, no, for spite. Bought it and then instantly threw it away.
Oh my god.
I was like, are you Jesus fucking kidding Christ. Me? He'd rather throw away the money just for spite. And he just looked at her dead in the eyes like, no, for spite.
usually spite involves the other person doing something first.
It's a spiteful act, but it's not response.
Like, shit. I never did anything wrong with this one.
Just, it's not like you see that person pinned up against the tree after they wronged you.
Asymmetrical spite.
Can I tell the Uncrustable story real quick?
No, save it. Oh, okay. Are we doing it? Okay.
It's, all right, it's just one more.
Okay. So, all right, before we would drive or anything, so I was like, we live pretty far apart. I said, hey, David, let's hang out today. You know, it's the middle of summer. I'll ride my bike halfway to your house. You ride, and we'll meet in the middle. Ride our bikes, meet in the middle. So, I'm going. And, well, he's not there. I end up riding my bike all the way to his house, where he's lying on the couch.
On top of a giant hill.
On top of a giant hill. He's just lying on the couch. He's like, oh, hey. And it's like, okay, well, I guess we're hanging here for a while. Well, my mom has to leave. Can we go to your house? I was like, fuck. So anyway, it's like, well, give me a drink real quick. He pulls out frozen water from the freezer.
Also known as ice.
Do you have any of the snacks or anything? He brings out a frozen Uncrustable. He's like, dude, eat this. And I ate it.
Jesus Christ.
He made me eat a frozen Uncrustable.
It still traumatizes you because we were like, today we were just walking and you're just like, hey, you ever have a frozen Uncrustable? And I forgot about the store, so I was like, no. And you were like, it's not very good.
That's what this show is like.
We'll have more of these stories there later episodes.
There's so many.
It keeps going.
Yeah,
it's got layers.
Oh my god.
So the other thing I didn't say about this show is that we all watched this in Japanese.
Yep.
But we watched the English video, meaning they replaced the sections at the end that normally have the Japanese voice actors
TV
talking to you.
Previews.
And they have these weird ass Western monster ladies talking to you.
Carrie Walgren and fucking other voice actress.
They don't dress right.
No.
They dress weird.
It was the 90s.
Was this
man.
After the credits?
Yes.
Yeah.
I never watched
that. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Do you think.
Steven.
Why would I watch? I got the credits. I understand.
There
it's
are
like,
shows where the ending of the credits, like the post credit sequence, is the end of the show. The plot. Like Toradora. Toradora's got that.
That
shit.
Show doesn't end if you don't watch the fucking credits.
Toradora does. Nature Bros.
Madoka.
Madoka. Did this have extra stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't watch any of that because it's all preview stuff of just ladies talking.
This is preview. I'm not.
But you would have gotten to see these weird ass people like being forced into.
I did not skip, and
you
I
can see a person off screen with a gun.
A single intro though.
Say the word.
And there's so they do the preview, you know, and it's like normal, but it's that you can see them. But at some point, like 2/3 away in the show, there stops being music during the previews. Oh. So it's just them talking in a room.
Staring deeply in the camera.
I have a. Do you want me to play a clip?
Yeah,
am I allowed to play clips now?
Play it.
Where is it? It's called No Music. Just this is what you hear.
A synopsis what? Reality.
And finally,
these mics suck.
Oh, yeah.
That line.
Next time,
his and hers progress.
Well, it's good as long as you're not running away.
Good one.
Okay.
There's no, and that there's no music anymore after that.
Hey guys, notice, can I?
Quick, what's up?
I have a confession to make about this show.
Uh oh.
I watched this in a dimly lit room with
your
my eyes close to the screen.
What about it?
Wait, did
you?
Oh, yes, fuck you. Yes, all right. Yes, that was air horn me.
All right. It's fucking...
Okay. So, did you notice that the EDs are just like on really shitty digital cameras from the 90s? And they look like...
No!
Like they're just clips of, like, video clips of the studio or wherever they are.
Yeah.
And they just look like total ass.
I mean, it, like, the video resolution is pretty small already, so it's
but,
like...
But,
it's
like,
not...
they look pretty bad.
Sure, it's video. Video. It always looks
it's
pretty
always
bad.
Very so wide really angle, too.
Yeah, it's like they're fucking, like, 8mm or something.
Yeah,
like, fucking...
I mean, I didn't care. I like the one. There's
but
one
that,
where
that
it's
helps
just
you,
a cat.
It makes it seem more like 90s Japan. It gives you that... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to see some skateboarding, though, and that fucking super
Japan, really
shot.
Big on skateboarding.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then, okay,
and
then so...
after a while, they gave up on doing that, so then it was just animation. Like random scenes from the show just playing while the credits are going and the music's playing.
Hmm. So it's at this point we meet Tsubasa, who's the angry loli.
She was a character for a whole, like, 3 episodes, and then she just became a cute thing that they throw in sometimes.
Yeah, she starts out as, like, this girl that liked Arima, and then she's all jealous because
Arima doesn't like her back.
Yes.
Yes.
But she
I don't
has
know why, because she's adorable.
But...
Maybe it's because she's a bitch.
She's a massive bitch.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's because he sees her as a younger sister.
I mean, it's because she's a bitch, dude.
Well, it's because they have similar family issues.
Hmm. But yeah, Tsubasa has this whole arc where there's a few episodes dedicated to her and how her dad's remarrying and she gets a new brother.
That was too real. That was
step-brother.
Pretty real.
Yeah.
And her stepbrother is so much more reasonable than her. He's just a normal dude.
He's a punk
it's
rocker.
He's a younger
nice
brother,
guy.
Too.
Oh,
which
right.
Really
yes.
threw him off.
Short,
the edge.
Short jokes.
And then she actually just becomes like cute thing to put in the frame sometimes. She doesn't talk.
She eats, and it's moe, and
she's reduced to being an infant.
And she wears sundresses.
This happens to a lot of the characters.
But this is more, hers is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
To where she just hugs Miyazawa sometimes, and that's all she does in the scene.
The one scene. Because she liked Arima, and he didn't like her back, she was really jealous of Miyazawa.
So just decided to try and murder her.
Just try to murder her. And she would always just, fight her off of her. Until she steals Arima's wallet, takes the photo of him and Miyazawa kissing, and rips it and burns it. When Miyazawa finds this, you guys remember the scene, the huge chase scene?
Yeah. That was great.
Great scene. I just wanted to bring that up.
Steven, I need you to move your microphone up because it's slowly drifting with your V-neck down towards your navel.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever I wear this V-neck, things just like to move down my chest,
Cum. It's talking about cum, I think.
No, he isn't. I don't think he is.
Okay.
I don't think that's what that
Guess
means.
Guess what? I'm not.
So, yeah.
In episode 13, I don't know who, but I wrote down, did this bitch just swallow a whole lobster? I think that might have been Tsubasa. I don't know.
Because she's
and steamed. Then, wow, you get a recap episode and a half in the middle of a 2-course show.
Oh,
yep.
Fuck. Did you notice that we got,
that
like,
really
18 side characters in one episode, and they're like, all right, figure out who all these people are, asshole.
Yeah, but they become,
they become
than side characters.
Yeah, like the girl with the short black hair.
Yeah.
Where did she come from?
They just dump, like, 8 side characters on you, and they're like,
all
right,
there was a beach episode. Pretty much all those girls, I don't know where they came from.
Yeah, for some reason, I am
so relieved I'm not the only one who thought that.
Yeah, it was a bit much for like...
Oh god, new characters. And one of them smokes.
I thought that was a good goof.
It was a decent
gag.
I liked it.
One of them writes. But then they start to get more airtime than the protagonists at the end of the show,
which is running out of ideas of conflicts for our protagonist and her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Keep going.
Episode 16, I wrote down, 1996, Anno... just tears apart and mocks the running into the love interest while running around a corner trope. And then 1998, Anno writes and directs a running into the love interest by running around a corner trope scene.
He's a hypocrite.
He's a big old cheese ball, apparently.
Yep.
I don't know why.
Yep, because he's delicious.
And then we get to episode 18.
We get it on.
First of all, I switched over to the dub real fast, and I heard this.
But someday, I want to make love to you.
And I went, and then I immediately stopped and left. And by left, I mean I left my house, so I had to go outside. Now, I was looking up.
Nothing makes you go outside.
I was.
Yeah, sex makes him leave.
Yeah, really. I was looking up whether to watch the dub, and everyone was like, Miyazawa was fantastic, and she is in the dub, but Arima is, I wanna take your pants off.
get them fucking fat titties out, bitch.
Like, so.
Can you play that again?
But someday.
It keeps going, hold on.
I want to make love to you, Yukino. I want to.
Yeah, I didn't cut it off there. That's literally where that line ends.
I want to.
They start to approach the subject of sex, and the beginning episode, they get a little boob touch. Uh-huh. I was like, okay, that's what we're getting. I can dig it.
Yeah. Boob touching is
a little
one of my
boob
notes.
Touch, and then she's like, what are you doing? She's like,
titty touching.
Never mind. Sure. Yeah, that's the same thing, Ethan.
that's what I know.
And it's pretty well directed because you see his hand going down. Yeah. He's like, all right, son.
Can't believe it took this show and I was like, 18 episodes to get to boob touch.
And I was like, okay, because most Japanese romance shows, it's like, they like have like, they do talk about sex for 5 seconds and it's like, forget about it. And, you know, so many shows have done, I was like, okay, they gave us a boob touch. That's more than I expected.
He got there.
All right, cool.
Yeah, second base, bro.
And then, oh, fuck.
Oh, right, motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Air horn.
okay.
They fuck.
So yeah, you get to the second half of the episode. I would just like to. I actually have a. If I could just dig this envelope out here real quick. We have an award to present.
Okay.
Guys. This is an extreme. We're here to honor an extremely important and dedicated person. This year's award. This year's Weeby. I guess we'll call
them. Okay, that's good. That's really good.
Award for most pretentious sex scene of all time goes to.
Mahalo Drive.
Oh my gosh. It's Hideaki Anno for His and Her Circumstances. Oh my God.
We knew he could do it, buddy.
Oh, wow. Sir, please, no, come up.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Is there anything you have to say, sir?
I think I could even have the sex.
All right. Thank you so much for everything you've done. Oh. Wow. This is like 2001 with fucking.
It's 2001, A Sex Odyssey.
It's like... I hope they had a pretentiousness contest in the office. Like, Anno just got so cocky after Ava, he was messing with the staff and they were all like drinking in an office room. And he was like, okay, get this. No, I got it. They're going to be standing in the middle of a grass field together as children wearing sundresses.
No, they would never put that on the air. He's on the phone with me. So he's like, hey, dude, I'm going to try and put a scene where the kids in sundresses. And he's like, Miyazaki's like, there's no way, Hideaki.
When this was happening, I was like, okay, I know they're fucking, but it's like. It's a loss of innocence. That's what's happening. I'm trying to interpret this thing.
And then they
fucked. Just like floating white orbs and shit.
Yeah,
and
can you believe? But they actually fucked in this show.
They had sex and it's kind of weird. And I don't.
Yeah, they never say sex. It's more like I touched her. Now that my body has touched hers,
we've become one. at one point during the scene, it cuts to black and you get the sentence just in plain white text on the screen. It says, I think I'll go crazy, which is like Anno saying like, yeah. Yo dog, I can't show you this sex, but it was the bomb ass.
That shit was the bomb.
I really want to make an edit and put it on YouTube because I can just change change the subs and make it instead of, I think I'll go crazy. I just want to make it say, you're pounding my womb.
Oxygenate your womb space.
No. That one line really stood out to me. I was like, I think I'll go raise. I'm like, oh shit. Fuck.
I liked
damn
it.
Damn.
No, but here's the thing. I really, really liked it. I thought it was great.
Oh, of course you did.
I thought it was awesome.
So did I. I really liked it.
There were a lot of parts during this show where I was thinking, wow, this is so pretentious. I bet you guys fucking love this.
Yeah.
The very, very few times that they get anything close to like passion, you know, kissing, whatever, it's super pretentious.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's.
Okay, keep going. We got to
talk. So, we get a sex scene, and then we get a horrible, like, flashback to Arima's traumatic past with his abusive parents. Mm-hmm. And then...
This nigga and has then PTSD.
And then Hideaki Anno stops directing the television
show.
And just leaves it there. Drops, you guys, go on ahead.
He drops the mic.
It's yours now. Wait, go nuts.
But that's what happened?
Like, yeah. I can't find out exactly what happened, but the writer of the manga was like... The writer of the manga wanted to be more comedic, maybe, I think.
After this
and
scene.
Anno wanted it to focus more on drama, I guess. Or maybe it was the other way around. I don't know.
Passionate romance and lovemaking.
Maybe, probably not. It wasn't going to just become like a porn, I don't think. But maybe just more drama. I don't know. There was some creative differences with how much drama and / comedy should be in the show. So he handed it over to the future director of Fooly Cooly. And the show takes a little bit of a change in episode 19. Did you notice that episode 19 was a little different?
Yeah. It's not even anime at this point.
It really is hilarious because they become little stick puppet things.
Yes, yeah. Literally. They're
paper craft.
Cardboard.
And it's really hard to tell if Gainax is poking fun at themselves for their budget-saving techniques.
Or if they actually were, because during the credits, they are saving budget. They're burning all of the paper at the credits. It's just, you know, like we said before, it's all live action stuff during the credits. The credits were them burning the stuff they used for that episode. Yeah.
And it seems like for the backgrounds, they were backgrounds, and it looks like they just headed up to their office roof and snapped pictures for them and just put them in the background.
The sky is the sky, no matter
But what I really like the way the new director uses Yukino, because she becomes she's kind of a bitch, and I love it.
I
really like her a lot. She's awesome.
Yeah. And then the show becomes weird and like episodic rather than like serialized.
Yeah. And episode 19 is where we get our first Ava reference, because she fights the guy with a real face, and they get frozen in those poses.
Ava, does it just say Unit Nigokin?
Probably. Blah, 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 blah,
blah. I asked yesterday, I think, whose face was that?
Probably someone they worked with. Yeah, it's a very Shaft thing to do. I guess this is before Shaft was Shaft.
It's a hilarious inside joke.
Putting real life faces in anime is always funny.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we get to a new arc with new characters where we get the cultural festival, and it's one of the side girls, not the writer, but another one. I forget.
But a
boy comes back that had left to move to Okinawa, and he comes back, and he used to be all chubby and fat, but now he's cool guy. And the first
cool athletic boy.
And, you know, she kind of abused him, but now he's all cool and hot. Mm-hmm. So he comes back, he wants to get revenge on her. So the first thing he does is he walks up to her in a basketball court and dunks a basketball like a motherfucker, and then walks away. Yes. It's the best thing ever.
That's street crime.
It's so great. It's like a freeze frame of him in the air.
I really like this character because he used to go to this school, and then for only two years he went to Okinawa. Mm-hmm. Then he's back and he's completely changed.
2 years, like, man, those are formative years.
I mean,
yeah, seventh and eighth grade.
Puberty
happens, man.
He goes from being a marshmallow to
Stay Puft motherfucker becomes
becomes this cool tall guy. No, it's like, all right, the animation style during this entire show, it's like you see many different forms of the character. How the character actually looks in the show, then the cheeky, cute stuff.
Cheeky.
Are you
trying to say chibi?
Chibi is the term.
Whatever. This character, as a boy, was literally just a cute little ball with the circle cheeks. Then he comes back literally completely different.
Sexy.
And now he only tells a few people, because people are like, hey, wait, there's the kid that used to go here with that same name. Are you him? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, see, this is the return. This is, like Brynhild, this is the return of, I wonder if this is my childhood friend. He's got the same name, and he moved at the same time. It's fucking goddamn anime.
That's a weird thing.
An interesting arc. It really was.
Yeah.
Because it kind of pissed me off a little bit.
Okay, hold on. You guys want to help me out really quick?
Yeah.
Is Arima going to get cucked by this guy? Isn't there a line talk... Doesn't Homegirl talk about, like, But we could go our separate ways now. Isn't that a thing that she says at one point?
No, I don't remember
That's in different context.
Yeah, okay.
That has nothing to do with
new guy.
With Basketball
okay,
Jones.
Okay.
Whatever happened to Basketball Jones?
Basketball Jones.
All right, keep going.
In episode 21, there's a notebook, and in the fine print of the notebook, it says, in a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, something rock. I don't know. It was weird.
Okay.
And then also, Miyazawa just casually mentions slitting her wrists. I thought that was weird.
Wait, what?
I remember this.
That? As a goof?
Just no. Like, I've slit my wrists over this or something.
Yeah
that was in like episode 23 or 24?
21.
21.
Am I not picking up?
Is this when she's on the roof?
I don't remember. It's when she's contemplating going out for the play.
Right. Yeah, it was weird.
I don't know. Yeah. And then and then in the next few episodes, like, we get to episode 24. And this is when things get so abstract and so vague and so pretentious and so melodramatic that I bet Steven fucking loved it.
wait, what episode? You said 24?
You gotta recap me here.
Okay.
Episode 24?
Wait, is it 20? Is it 26 or 24 that this happened?
Steven, I finished the show when I was supposed to.
So did I. Right before I came here.
Is episode 24 the one where it's just a narrator over static?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So... Here, let me just give you a little taste of that real quick.
Sudden question.
Conjectures.
Imposition.
Confusion.
Inspection.
Clues.
Questions, once again.
Entanglement of memories.
Steven's losing his fucking mind over these fart jokes. Titus. These actual fart jokes. All right. Oh my god.
What does turgid mean? Because I feel like this is that.
Turgid is erect.
Oh, okay. No, that's okay. That's not right.
No, turgid member means your erect penis.
No, that's not what I was thinking of.
I mean, I guess it is a boner in a certain way.
No.
It's a boner for drama.
It's, oh my god, fucking. Oh. No. I don't know who is responsible for this garbage.
And then episodes 25 and 26 are unrelated to the main narrative.
Episode 25 is great, though, because you get that Yuri.
It's a horror horror episode, no?
Sort of. Like stalker Yuri, but then...
I don't know what... I get the plot, but the characters, like, the sister was involved, and the younger
sister.
Who I liked a lot. I like those little girls.
There's two or three girls that look the same.
Yes.
And it gets confusing.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, definitely.
You got to kind of use context.
There's one girl that sounds and looks like a guy, but she's wearing the girl outfit.
Yeah, I'll believe it.
It was very confusing. It's like, do you have a crush? Do you have a crush on me? Well, I have a crush on you. And it's like, wait, you're two girls. You can't love each other.
Girls cannot love girls.
And then, like, because she thinks this girl is stalking her and that she's in love with her. And then they confront each other behind the school. And then it turns out they both thought the same thing.
Yeah.
How? And then also, this show, whose soundtrack has been, like, either stolen from Evangelion or entirely piano the entire time, just busts into this fucking Yuri theme for no reason, and it sounds like this. Wait, no, it's, nope. No, it doesn't.
Whoa, don't let me recap the whole episode again. Yeah. Yep.
It's so weird.
So soulful.
It's jazz for your soul.
Yep.
And then finally, episode 26, you finally find out what their circumstances are, and it's that they have no fucking money. for making anime. No.
It's both in his
because
and
it's
her
actually just defenses. Static like comic panels with no dialogue.
Oh, they ran.
Wait,
out
but
of
but
everything.
Doesn't she mention that they can split now? Isn't that something she says?
No,
she, crazy. Right,
no, I don't think she does.
No, wait. Yes, and no. All right. Here's I think what these circumstances end up being.
His and her circumstances. All right.
I was joking. That, no, they don't actually have circumstances. I don't.
Okay.
It wasn't a mystery.
So
I know.
They met each other and kind of started dating each other before they changed. So now they have both changed. Now she believes she can go like survive without him, but he believes he cannot go on without her.
Yes, I do. I got that part.
But we don't really we don't see any kind of conclusion to that. It's just
it'll probably be fine. That's the conclusion.
Yeah.
It's probably okay.
Everything's gonna be all right. I know there's gonna be good times. Good times. Okay. Now
I had one more thing I wanted to mention real quick. Is that they use a sound in this anime that sounds exactly like a sound that you hear in Deadly Premonition. I was wondering if you would recognize it. 280 yen. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah. That's
totally from Deadly Premonition. What the fuck?
Yeah.
So where is that from?
StockSoundEffects.com.
What kind of sound effect is it, though? What does it even mean?
It's a radio beeper.
Is it
like a
curtain rising? Will
we play it again?
Oh, jeez.
Not that, but... It sounds like a metal object hitting a whole bunch of strings.
Okay. Yeah, you drop a rod on top of a fucking cello and you're there.
Drop a rod on it.
Or like piano strings or something.
Okay. So, now that we've covered this entire show in full.
Episode by episode.
Okay.
I skipped a bunch of episodes.
Well, cool.
What'd you think of the show, Steven?
Do you want to start with me?
Yeah.
That's why I said Steven.
I loved it.
All right, what'd you like about it, buddy?
Take all the things that Declan said that would be like, oh, I bet Steven would like this. This is so terrible, I think Steven would like this. I loved it, man. Episode 24 is so abstract that I bet Steven would like it. Really liked
it,
man.
Yeah, it's...
Shit
wow.
was good. What did I feel? Fuck, this is...
Favorite character?
Miyazawa.
All right.
Yeah, come on.
All right, Declan.
Who liked anybody more than Miyazawa?
Did you like this show?
Yeah, it was good. I wish it was better.
You can say that about anything.
That's true, I guess, but it's just so...
I get your points.
Because this is like the show that's like, oh man, Gainax, you know, Evangelion and it's Nadia and it's Gunbuster, and they also did this show in the late 90s called Karakana, some
Rom-Crom.
And people don't talk about this as much. We like exploring less well-known Gainax shows on this program.
Robin and Brashy, now this.
And it turns out they're okay.
Yeah, I like it.
They're good.
Yeah. This show's good.
Yeah.
It's directionless at times.
This show is worth watching.
If you are a Gainax completionist, you're going to watch this and you won't hate it.
If you're a complete idiot like me and try to do like 6 episodes a day, it's really tough. This is not a show you can just plow through.
Yeah, I like this show a lot. There were times where I'm like, I should probably not like this, but I liked it. I thought the dramatic parts were fun.
But the long monologues about their pasts.
I liked it.
Oh, what, really?
Like, yeah.
They do it every.
Yeah, long. I think that's one thing I
best,
really like.
For me, the best one was the one with the. Oh, you're actually just fucking everything up. Okay.
Okay.
The one I liked was the one where Tsubasa's dad is remarrying. I thought that one was really like real and like poignant and done super well.
There was an episode where they go to the grandparents' house. Basically, it's how did the parents meet?
Yeah, it was
parents
good. It was awesome.
That was a tearjerker.
That was a great episode.
That was a very good episode.
Good Japanimation.
Yes,
I liked that part. The soundtrack's great.
Absolutely fantastic.
I like the direction. I like the characters. They're all really well defined and they're fun and you learn a lot about them. Yep. I like the dad. I like the mom.
The parents are great.
I like the sisters. I liked the friends.
Pero Pero.
I liked
Pero Pero playing Pen Pen.
No.
I was thinking that would be another Evangelion. Pero Pero was their dog and on the bullet said Pero squared.
I believe Pero means dog in Spanish. Doesn't it?
The dog's name was like Pero Pero, I think.
Okay.
And on the food bullet said Pero squared.
Which is
and
I'm thinking Pen Pen.
Yes. Wait a second. Pero means butt.
Butt.
Wait, maybe it's fault. I don't know. I don't know what anything means.
Just look up
That's just a very Japanese thing is saying two
words. What is a bark? What is a bark sound in Japanese?
That's wan.
Wan? Okay.
Yeah.
Not that then.
No.
I liked every element.
Also Spanish.
I liked every element of this show, but I didn't love it. I thought it was entertaining for the most part, and there are elements that stuck with me, but for some reason I didn't fall in love with it the way I fall in love with the rest of Gainax stuff, you know? But it was very good. It's a very good show.
I just wish, like most Gainax things, I wish it had been more consistent in animation and in pace.
Yeah,
pacing
a bit rough at times. I'll give you that
very much. I agree. There are episodes that I love. Did I love the whole show? I don't know. I really really like the whole show though. I remember thinking like the first 6 episodes. Even if you think it's just dry, you know,
I love the first six episodes. Really, they're really fun.
Well, the long
contemplative parts about, oh man, what is my true personality?
I really liked it. I think it was like, again, it's like I
can you even
phrase.
Explain what they were trying to say though?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
If you get caught up in being a character that you sort of forget who you really are in the inside, like you get
no one
so,
does that.
You don't find yourself acting differently around different groups of people.
But you don't forget what your actual personality is. That's an impossibility. It can't happen.
But there are like certain elements of yourself that become like exaggerated and like this isn't
or
really
like,
representative
you ask
of who
yourself,
I am.
Who do I prefer being, the version I am with these people or with these people?
Yeah, that's a thing that happens for sure.
That shouldn't be a difficult question to figure out. I don't understand at all.
We're your only friends.
That's a real thing. That's a real issue that people have, actually.
I don't believe it.
All right, that's
okay, fine.
All right.
Maybe that's why you didn't like this show so much.
Right.
I did like this show.
Extremely romantic. I really liked it.
Yeah, they fucked in this show. There was hardcore boning that you didn't see.
Every episode after that, I was like, these people have had sex.
Yeah, it's like...
Those people are 6 years younger than me.
They're pretty young, aren't they, to be doing the boat?
They are juniors. Ninth grade for them is 1 year above ninth grade for us. So they are 10th graders to us, which is 15, 16.
Is that young?
They started in a year. They start school a
Because high school for them is 3 years, 9th, 10th, 11th grade. But they're the same age as... So, like, an 11th grader there is the same age as a 12th grader here.
Oh, I thought it was... Not that case.
I believe
that is the case.
Can you put people in the bone zone when you're that young? Like, is Pound Town accessible? Like, should
someone your age when you're 16? Probably.
It's 16?
I think they're 16.
Oh, yes.
Isn't she 15? She might be 15.
Well, of course, remember how freaking, like, nervous they were about this. It's like, they, like,
Japanese.
She couldn't even, like, well, that, yeah. She couldn't even, like, talk to them.
And
after the, I want to...
And then a couple episodes later, he's just like, hey, how's your vagina? And she's like, it's cool. Which, by the way, is kind of a slight, is kind of a, like, a down low. It's kind of an insult, because basically she's saying, like, you didn't do any damage.
You didn't tear my shit up hard.
Yeah, you did not wreck my shit.
Yeah.
I can still walk.
I want to be, like, a geriatric patient when I'm done. I just want to be fucking all over the place. Yeah, I don't know if I've seen.
Looking up her age on the Katakana Wiki.
Toradora, spoiler alert. I think that show has boning. No, implied boning.
It's not even that implied, but like you can easily assume that they did bone, and the show doesn't really become any different.
This is
explicit. Really...
This is pre and post boning in the show, in this timeline. Like there is pre boning relationship and then post boning.
Yes.
But I noticed that
and they even make Asuba jealous because they're like, hey, we bone. He's like, oh no.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Like more. More people, more guys have a crush on Arima than...
Wait, what?
More guys have a crush on Arima than Arima.
Do any guys have crushes on Arima? What?
Pretty much. Well,
there was that one dude who really was into him.
Okay.
He looked up to him.
Yep, that guy, that was the Basketball Jones.
Yeah.
Let's see, his friend, whose also name was Hideaki, he kept on wanting, like... to be with him, because then it's like, oh, if we are together, then more girls will want us.
Yeah.
Yukino is 15.
15. Okay, I don't know. I'd be sexually active at 15. That's normal, I think.
I knew a guy that had a kid when he was 12.
Well, that's not normal. That's
we're talking about white people here, Stephen.
Yeah. we're talking about, like...
Even more white, the Japanese.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're, like, hyper-white.
Yeah.
Where are we even going with this? I like the show. It's good.
Don't hurt people.
It's pretty good.
Yeah,
if we want to go to like a boring route number thing like we always do, it's like 7.
I also, yeah, yes.
8.5.
All right, 8.5. That's new anime. It's a good show.
Yeah, I really liked it. I might suggest it to people. So this is a shoujo.
Yeah.
Meaning so...
Kind of.
I mean...
Shoujo elements.
Obviously, it never, you know, I can't say more girls watch the show than guys, but this is a show typically directed for a female audience.
This is the kind of show that I bet, most of its fans...
This is Fruits Basket.
I bet it has a larger... Yeah, sure.
They're probably on the same shelf, is what I'm saying. You feel me? Like that, and it's sandwiched between, like, fucking Oran High School Club.
Yeah, that's not... Okay, yeah. That's not that far.
Okay, it's not that...
That's full-ass shoujo.
Okay.
Well, it's more like...
It's gay.
It's more like not... Maybe it's more like Fujoshi, really. Like, Shoujo's like a...
No, you know what that is, Fujoshi? Shoujo is a,
it's like, a very specific
Tonari no Kaibutsu-kun or whatever the fuck.
Even that is pretty light Shoujo.
Do you think this show could have been done as effectively in only 12 episodes?
Yeah.
I think if you get rid of all the recap,
yeah,
that saves like 5 episodes right there.
Yeah, there's probably a good 3 episodes worth of recap.
If you drop all the side character arcs, which are the bad ones.
I like those, though.
No, yeah, but like if you wanted to get the main arc across in 12 episodes, you can do it.
Yeah, you could make Tsubasa's one episode, and you can make Chubby McChubbertin's one episode.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that could work.
Yeah, and it would be just as poignant. 26, it's a bit much.
Even 24 would have been better.
Yeah,
but again, Gainax shot too far.
Why do they do that?
Shoot for the moon, baby. Because even if you miss it, land among the stars.
Something like that.
But the moon.
No, shut up.
What is it? What is it?
Shoot for the moon and hit the moon, you jerk.
Yeah.
Steven's solution to all.
Just do it.
To all colloquialisms.
Why don't you just do the thing, Anno? You set out to make a masterpiece.
I don't want you to just make another masterpiece.
Why did he stop after episode 18?
Does Anno have another show? He has another one, right?
What do you mean?
Did he
just stop me?
We should watch Cutie Honey.
Yeah.
Let's watch Cutie Honey.
No.
How many episodes is that?
A lot, I think. I don't know. I mean, because the one he directed is like regarding Cutie Honey.
Which is a sequel?
I don't know. There's too much Cutie Honey for me to keep track of. Like, I don't want to get into this.
They don't want to fall down the rabbit hole of Cutie Honey?
No, I don't want to fall down Cutie Honey's hole. 25 episodes.
Oh, no thanks.
And that's not the one Anno directed either. He directed Cutie Honey, which is 2004. It's a remake, which you can probably watch it without.
Oh, it's an OVA, though. That's good news.
It's a 3-episode OVA.
Oh, you know that's in our future, then.
Maybe.
Someday.
Yeah, great. Maybe.
We haven't done it. We've only done 1 3-episode OVA.
Yeah.
We've done a movie.
A couple movies.
Yeah. You guys have done a movie without me, but that's okay.
Not that I'm bitter.
Me, bitter? Never.
Steven, please unsheath that knife. It's really freaking me out.
Unsheath? Oh, you mean resheath?
Yes.
Yeah.
Unsheath it.
Unsheath it.
That's what I just said.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to piece together what you're trying to say.
Still just holding the knife here, guys.
Put the gun down. The gun and knife.
Put the gun knife down.
Put the gun sword back in your unsheath.
I think he meant...
You're not an anime man yet, Steven.
I think he means 2 knives. I'll tell you. This is pretty great.
What?
Simpsons.
Ah!
No, you can't just say a bunch of words without context or a punchline and say, I got you. It was a Simpsons.
Someday, Steven will just be reduced to being on a couch as a fat blob and all he says is Simpson quotes.
He's like Bumblebee from the Transformers movies, but he can only talk through, like, he'll just keep...
Yeah.
He'll have 1,000 different... VLC windows open on his computer, and whenever he wants to say something, he'll skip to an episode at the right time and play it.
He's like Stephen Hawking, but a Simpsons machine quote.
Exactly.
And he's like,
pretty much am that already.
Yeah,
and he's like, aliens, oh
actually,
god!
I'm friends with a person that is on the media club. No, first of all, at my local community college.
Cut this! I got a better place we're going from this. Would you even be able to notice if Stephen Hawking went senile?
I think it's happening. I really do.
Man.
I
still can't believe that guy's alive.
That motherfucker is clinging to life.
Yeah. Maybe he's just been senile, but he's just really good with black holes.
He's like, aliens.
Oh god, the AI is gonna kill us.
But he's just he's like a conspiracy theorist now. He's like, oh god, the aliens are coming for us.
It's gonna be like,
do a lot of old senile people just act that way? Because it's funny? Because I think I would do that.
You're acting that now, buddy.
Oh, I know, but like...
It's like, oh no, Grandpa got outside and he's trying to get in the car again. It's actually just like, I don't have Alzheimer's, I'm just going to go to a strip club.
Oh god, I've been struck with Alzheimer's now.
Oh no,
I actually don't know what I'm doing. Oh, these degenerative diseases are not funny.
Pretend to forget your grandchildren. It's funny.
Hey, how's it going, Jeff? You know,
check this out. I'm going to poop myself.
I got him. Now you got to clean up my poop.
Watch. This nurse is going to clean me up now, guys. Watch this.
I'm pretty sure.
Contest to see how much they get fucked with the nurses.
I'm pretty sure this is just an Adam Sandler movie somewhere in 40 years' time. Mm. I think that's what this will be. But did you guys know that they have to.
Called old people.
There's a really huge problem in retirement communities with STDs.
So sure.
We're like, because old people fuck a lot in retirement communities. And they don't use no rubbers. So they just fucking, they're just.
Of course, right back in their time, it was plastic.
They can't have children, so.
So they're just spewing their seeds and also, like, herpes to each other. And then now they got herpes, and they're 80.
Well, good. Then
fun, thanks for letting us know about that. This is good stuff.
Just sounds like a xylophone, a bunch of rib cages banging against each other.
Do old people, when they fuck, just think, like, this will be my last fuck.
this will be my greatest achievement. I don't.
This is my last time nutting.
I mean, they're probably thinking, like, ow, my knee, ow, my back, ow, my hips.
Ow, my penis.
Ow, my penis. Ow, my... Why is she so dried up? Oh, she's dead. I've lost another one.
Oh, man.
Dark times on the Three Weebos. This has been the Three Weebos.
You just said it twice in the same sense.
I know.
Terrible.
This has been the Three Weebos.
No.
Three Weebos. Three Weebos.
Three Weebos.
Oh, God, I'm going full-blown Alzheimer's Stephen Hawking mode. Three Weebos.
What?
Three Weebos. Three Weebos. Join us. Three Weebos.
Who will gobble? Who will gobble?
Three Weebos.
No!
1, 2, 3, 4. No more women on the floor.
Heads up, guys, I'm talking to you. Life's not easy, so what you gonna do? Step to the plate and be a man. Never hit a woman or abuse a child. It's just wrong and illegal, too. Someday it will catch up with you. Times have changed. Domestic violence will no longer go down and be silenced. Use your mind, not your fist. True love is full of bliss. Keep your job, stay out of jail, control your anger, and no more bail.